Chapter 5 The Wind and the Sun. Long, long ago, the wind and the sun were talking to each other. They could not decide who was stronger than the other. To answer the question, they agreed to try something. Watching a passing traveler, they decided to see which of them could take off the man's coat first. The wind began to blow a cold and powerful wind. But the stronger the wind blew, the tighter the man held on to his coat. Next, it was the sun's turn. Coming out from behind the clouds, the sun shone its warm, comfortable light down on the traveler. The traveler felt the gentle warmth on his shoulders. Finally, he sat down and took off his coat. It was clear that the sun had won. Kindness can be stronger than harshness. The Oak and the Reed. On the side of a river grew a tall oak tree. It stood with its roots firmly in the ground and its head high in the air and said to itself,
"How strong I am! Nothing can make me bow. I am taller and stronger than all the other trees."
But one day, there was a storm. The strong wind came and struck the proud oak. The tree fell into the river. As the water carried it away, it passed by a thin reed that grew on the riverside. The little reed stood up tall and looked at the poor broken tree.
"Hello, reed," said the tree. "Why didn't you break when the wind came? You are so little and weak."
"Oh, poor tree," said the reed. "I bent and moved until the wind had passed. It must go where it is sent, but it will not hurt those who are not proud." Sometimes you have to bend low to succeed. The Axe and the Trees. Once upon a time, a man went to a forest. He asked the trees if they would give him some wood to make a handle for his axe. The trees thought this was very little to ask, and they gave him a good piece of hard wood. But as soon as the man fit the handle to his axe, he started to cut down all the best trees in the forest. As they crashed painfully to the ground, the trees said sadly to each other, "We suffer because of our foolishness." Only a fool would give their enemy the tools to destroy them. The Rose and the Amaranth. A rose and an amaranth blossomed side by side in a garden. One nice summer day, the amaranth said to its neighbor, "I envy your beauty and your sweet smell. Now I understand why everyone loves you." But the rose replied sadly,
"Ah, my friend, I bloom only for a short time. Soon my petals will wither and fall, and then I will die. But your flowers never fade. Even if they are cut, they last forever."
Good greatness brings its own problems. The Boy and the Nuts. A little boy once put his hand into a jar. The jar was full of nuts. He tried to take out as many as his hands could hold. But when he tried to pull his hand out, it was too large for the narrow neck of the jar. The boy didn't want to lose his nuts. The little boy started to cry. An adult saw the little boy standing close by and told him something wise. Be happy with half as many, and you will get them easily. Do not try too much at once.